بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
In today's assembly, we're going to talk about something which is a great blessing which Allah has given every single one of us. And of course, there's many things which Allah has given you which are so good. But one of the greatest things which Allah has given you, the houses which you live in, or the homes which you go back to. So these homes and these houses where you grow up, this is one of the greatest blessings which Allah has given you. So if you think about where you eat and where you drink, and when it's cold outside, those nice warm houses. Think about it every morning when you wake up, and you wake up in a nice comfortable bed, and then when you want to brush your teeth and when you want to wash your face and make wudu or have a shower bath and the water is warm, and all the memories that you have in your house and all those times which you laugh and you enjoy yourself, and even when you cry, there's people there who look after you and they care for you. Brothers and sisters and parents and people who look after you. So this shows you how much of a great blessing your home is, the home which you live in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran that He made a great blessing for us, that He gave us homes that we live in. He said, وَاللَّهُ جَعْلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah has made for you in your houses a place of rest and a place where you live in. So in this ayah, Allah reminds us about this great blessing which is the house which you live in. And if you want to know how big a blessing your house is, then you only have to think about those people who don't have houses. There are some people, you might have seen them when you're walking, or if you go to Manchester, if you go to Birmingham, or if you go to London, you see a lot of people and they are sleeping on the street. And they don't have a house to go to. And also you might have heard how there's many, many Muslim brothers and sisters who are living in refugee camps. In Syria, in Palestine, in Yemen, and they don't have houses to go to, and they are living in refugee camps. And many people, they don't have a blanket, they don't have warm water, they don't have breakfast, lunch, dinner every day. So when you realize that Allah has given me a home and placed me in a house, then you know that this is such a great blessing which Allah has given you. And as Muslims, living in a Muslim home, we have to make sure that we make our houses special and different to the other people in society. And there's certain manners which we have to have when we're living in our houses. And these manners are important because the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us these manners. So the first adab or the first manner which you have to have when you're living in your home is, firstly, you have to appreciate that Allah has given you a house to live in. So you have to always show thanks and shukr to Allah that Allah gave you this nice, warm house to live in. In the previous days, all of you know how cold it's been and how much rain there's been, but it's never affected us in our houses. We always feel comfortable and secure in our houses. So the first adab, the first set of manners which you have to have, is you have to show thanks to Allah all the time that He gave you and He provided you with a home to live in. Secondly, The second etiquette which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach is the importance of making dhikr and dua when you are living in your house. The house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was full of dhikr and dua. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat, he used to mention the name of Allah. When he used to finish eating, he used to make the dhikr and make dua. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave his house, he would make dua. When he would enter his house, he would make dhikr. When the Prophet would put clothes on, he would make dhikr. Before he made wudu, he would make dhikr. After he made wudu, he would make dhikr. Before he went to sleep, he would sleep mentioning the name of Allah. When he would wake up, he would wake up making dhikr. So the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was always full of dhikr and making dua. So if we're Muslims and we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to also make sure that always in our houses we're making dhikr and we are making dua. The third adab which you have to have when you're in your houses is when it comes to speaking. How you speak with your parents, how you speak with your brothers and your sisters. In school, your teacher is always telling you that you have to be polite to everybody. And how are we polite? We say please, we say thank you, we say Jazakallahu Khair, we ask permission, we don't shout out. And your teacher is always telling you that when you're in school, when you're outside, when you're in town, you have to be polite to the people. But the people who are most deserving of your good manners and you being polite are your parents and your brothers and sisters. They're more deserving of you being polite and your kind words than anybody else. So also in your houses, when you talk to your mum and dad, and when you talk to your brothers and sisters and your aunties and uncles, and when somebody comes to visit your mum or visit your dad, then also you have to show them good manners and you have to be polite. So don't be that type of person that you're polite with everybody else, but with your own brother and sister you're not polite with. Don't be that type of person who says please and thank you to everybody else, but your own mother and your own father you don't say please or you don't say thank you. Also, one of the really important adab which you have to have, and this is really important, is seeking permission before you enter into a room. So in the living room downstairs, or if you have a lounge, it's okay to enter and to exit without seeking permission because everybody sits there. But when it comes to entering into bedrooms, like your older brother's bedroom or your older sister's bedroom, and especially your parents' bedroom, then you have to seek permission before you enter. And one day, a companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, astadhinu ala ummi, O Messenger of Allah, should I seek permission when I enter into the room where my mother is?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, you have to seek permission before you go into your mother's room." And then the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, inni ma'aha fil bayt." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, I live with her in the house." Meaning, I don't live in a separate house. I live with my mother in the house. Should I still seek permission? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, you have to seek permission." And then the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, inni khadimuha." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, I look after my mother. I take care of my mother. Do I still have to seek permission before I enter into her room?" And the Prophet said, "You still have to seek permission." So what this means is that before you enter into your brother's bedroom or your sister's bedroom or your parents' bedroom, you have to knock. You don't just open the door. You don't just enter in. You have to knock. And then if there's nobody in the room, then you can enter. And if, for example, your parents are inside the room, you have to wait until they say to you, "Yes, you can come in." And this is a really important adab which we have to have, and Allah mentions this in the Quran. And there are three times where you specially have to knock. So generally throughout the day, you should not enter into your parents' room or your brother's room without knocking. But especially there are three times which Allah mentions in the Quran. Allah said, "Min qabli salatil fajr," that before Fajr, if you wake up before Fajr and you want to go into your parents' room, before you enter into the room, you have to knock and seek permission. And then he said, وَحِينَ تَضَعُونَ ثِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَةِ. And also, in the afternoon, in the warm countries, in the afternoon, people sometimes go to sleep for 15-20 minutes. And this is called a siesta. So if your parents are sleeping in the room, even if it's not at night, but let's say, for example, your mother or your father are sleeping in the room, then also before you go into the room, you have to knock. And then the last time is وَمِن بَعْدِ صَلَاتِ الْعِشَىٰ. Allah said also after the Isha prayer, meaning at night, and you want to go into your parents' room, you have to knock and seek permission. So this adab of seeking permission before you enter into somebody's room, this is something which the Quran teaches us. And so it is something which is very important. And also, from the important adab, manners which you have to have when you're living in your house, is that your houses have to be a place of sakina. And the meaning of sakina is houses which are calm and comfortable and tranquil. Meaning, you shouldn't live in your house and you're always shouting and arguing and crying. No, this isn't how you live in a Muslim home. In a Muslim home, when you speak to your parents, you speak calmly. And when you speak to your elder brothers and sisters, you have to speak with respect. And you shouldn't be running around in your houses and making a lot of noise in your houses. So it's okay to play, but if there's people sitting there, or if, for example, your mum is reading Quran or praying, then you have to be calm. And this is why Allah said in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنَ. He said, verily Allah has made for you in your houses سَكَن. And the meaning of سَكَن, i.e. a place in which people are calm and tranquil and comfortable. Also, that you have to care for each other. You have to care for your parents. You have to care for your brothers and sisters. If you've got younger brothers and sisters, you have to care for them and teach them good manners. And also from the adab of living in a Muslim home is that whenever you enter into your house, you say Assalamu alaikum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would enter into his house, the first thing he would begin with is by saying Assalamu alaikum. And then when you enter into your house, let's say you come back from school and you say Assalamu alaikum, you don't go straight away upstairs to your room. And you don't go wherever the TV is or the PlayStation is, or you don't start playing on the phone straight away, but you should sit with your mum and dad. And you sit with them and you speak to them and you ask them how their day was and if they need anything from you, and then they're going to ask you how your day was, and then you can tell them about your school as well. So also this is an important adab, because nowadays many children, as soon as they enter into the house, they don't say salam. They don't talk to their mother or their father, but they'll just go upstairs into their room, or they'll just start doing something with the TV or the PlayStation. So first you should go inside, you say salam, and then you sit with your parents. And also, how you should speak to your parents. So when you address your mother, when you address your father, you should address them with respect. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. This is how the companions were. They used to talk to each other with respect. So also when you talk to your mother and your father or their friends like uncles and aunties, then you have to talk to them with respect. So all of these are very important manners which you have to have when you're living at your or in your house. Number one, showing thanks to Allah that He gave you this house, appreciating the blessing. Number two, always making the dhikr of entering and leaving and waking and sleeping and eating and drinking. And before you enter into anybody's room seeking permission, especially when it's at night, when people are sleeping, or before the morning when people are sleeping, or even in midday when people are sleeping. Also, when you enter into the room or into the house, you say Assalamu alaikum. And now I want to ask you some questions before you ask me some questions. And the questions which I want to ask you are regarding the dhikr and the dua. And I'm sure all of you have memorized and learned the different types of dhikr and dua. So of course I want you to put your hands up. Who can remind me of the dhikr or the dua which you should make before you start eating? Meaning before you start eating, what should a person say? Let me see who I can choose. Okay, I'm going to choose you. Not behind you. You, yeah. Good, you say Bismillah. If somebody forgets to say Bismillah and then remembers in the middle of eating, then what should a person say? Put your hands up. Harun, go on. Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirihi, which means in the name of Allah, in the beginning and in the end. The third dhikr is, after you have finished eating, who knows the dhikr of, when you have finished eating, what should you say? Musa, go on. Good. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa saqani. Which means all praise and thanks is for Allah who gave me this food and He gave me this drink. Bila hawla wa la quwwa minni. Who knows the dhikr of leaving the house? So when you're leaving the house, what should a person say? Who hasn't answered so far? Right at the end, is it Abdul Sami'? Oh, Asami, go on. Good. Bismillahi wa tawakkaltu ala Allahi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who knows the dhikr before you enter into the toilet? Before you enter into the toilet, who knows that dhikr? What's your name? Abdullah. Go on, Abdullah. Good boy. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Good. Who knows the dhikr after coming out of the toilet? Who knows the dhikr after coming out of the toilet? What's your name? Amina. Go on, Amina. Good. Ghufranak. And does anybody know any other dhikr? Instead of ghufranak, what can you say? Any other dhikr? What's your name first? Huh? Go on. No, behind you. Go on, yeah, you, go on. Alhamdulillahilladhi adhaba anni al-adha. Good. Who knows the dhikr for when it's raining? If it's raining outside, then what should you say? Is it Awais? Go on, Awais. Okay, let's go on, Umm Marak, can you remember? No? Abdullah? Good. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an. Always say again. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an. Good. Who knows the dhikr before going to sleep? Before going to sleep, I'm going to choose somebody from the back. Before going to sleep, who knows the dhikr? Uqba, go on. Good boy. Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Who knows the dhikr for when you're waking up? After you've woken up, what's the dhikr? Come on, who knows? What's your name first? Sorry? Yeah. Go on, say it. Say it louder again. Good girl. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Who knows the dhikr before making wudu? Before making wudu, what should we say? Before making wudu, what's your name? Amina? Go on, Amina. Good. Just Bismillah. Just you say Bismillah, then you make wudu. And who knows the dhikr or the dua after making wudu? And that's a long one. Who knows the dua after making wudu? Who hasn't answered so far? Let me see. Who's that in the middle? Who's that? Yeah, go on. Yeah, yeah. Good boy. What's your name?
Adam.
What's your name?
Adam.
Adam, good lad, Adam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Right, last one. Who knows the dhikr or the dua when you want to thank somebody? And that's easy. When you want to thank, go on, Asim. Jazakallahu khaira. Okay, good everybody. Make sure you remember those du'as and those dhikrs, okay? Jazakallah khair.